Hello and welcome back to the Business Upside episode on business management. Strategies to become a top business leader. This Business Upside podcast should help aspiring professionals gain a clear understanding of what goes into the making of a business leader and strategies that can help them occupy the top spot. Leaders are not born but made, so you can learn to become a better leader. You might be leading a business in some capacity as a business owner, promoter, or business executive who wants to grow the business to take it to great heights. Or you can be a student or a dreamer dreaming to own your own startup. You should always aim for delivering the best results and strive to become a better leader who can do it every time. Regardless of your leadership abilities, you can always improve your leadership skills to become a better leader. You can learn from experience by following other business leaders and listening to management experts who provide valuable tips and guidance. This podcast should help you understand how to take a methodical approach to start the leadership journey towards the summit. My name is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, and I have been teaching entrepreneurship and leadership to tens and thousands of students over the last three decades. Today, I will talk about how entrepreneurs and business managers can become top-class business leaders who stand out from the crowd. So start in and get ready to listen, and I hope you will enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Business leaders are the driving force behind any business. They are responsible for delivering results and answerable to the stakeholders for their actions. The success of companies often depends upon the leaders who drive the business towards growth and prosperity. They embody the company's spirit and culture and are responsible for setting goals and motivating team members. Business leaders are visionaries with high capabilities of converting their ideas into reality with the help of an equally capable team. Leaders provide the roadmap for businesses to move ahead in the right direction, whether starting a business or scaling it up. Business leaders have their task cut out. Let me make it very clear that business leaders must be highly focused and should never lose sight of the business goals they have set. The goals are like stars in the sky that help mariners in ancient times to navigate ships safely in the right direction. You might even consider the goals as road signs that help business leaders reach their destination only to start on a new journey. Business is a never-ending journey, and leaders must have the perseverance to keep moving by setting and achieving newer goals. They cannot rest on their laurels, as there is no room for complacency. Conquering the peaks one after another is what the journey of top business leaders is all about. Providing the right results is the primary goal of business leaders, because businesses are for profit. Or even for the non-profit businesses, the leaders must show that they can do it every time. Secondly, they must paint the right image of the company that impresses people and pleases customers. Thirdly, they must create strong teams by helping employees achieve their full potential so that the company performs at the peak level and set very high standards of work. Success breeds success, and the expectations keep growing as the company progresses. Only a top business leader can ensure consistent performance year on year by achieving better numbers each time. So, what are the qualities of successful business leaders who are the top leaders in their own right? What goes into making a top business leader? Business leaders seldom share any similarity within their tribe, except for the key qualities that constitute their USP. They are good communicators, they empathize with their team members and employees, and are good listeners too. Being leaders, they set the company's goal and implement it meticulously to get the right results. More importantly, they are ready to take risks to overcome challenges and continuously introspect their performance to keep improving by building on their strengths and addressing the weak areas appropriately. I'll try to explain each of these qualities by elaborating each point. The first point, inquisitiveness. Leaders who reach the topmost level are innately curious. From the start of their career, they are curious to know everything that interests them within their professional domain and beyond. The curiosity whets their appetite for innovation, as they're always on the lookout for innovative tactics and new ideas, and they strive for continuous improvement. This curiosity and willingness to discover new things can be infectious as it spreads across the organization and gradually fuses within the organizational culture. The best leaders lead by example, encouraging their employees to be ever inquiring and innovation oriented. Never feel ashamed to ask questions, even silly ones, if it helps to learn something new. Keep asking until you feel that there is nothing more to ask on that topic. Number two is goal setting. The aspect of goal setting is one of the most significant traits of a good leader. As a leader, you are the captain of the ship and you must chart your own course of the organizational journey by setting clear business goals. First, the leaders set the company goals. Next, they set their own goals. And finally, the goals for team members. The leaders set his own goals by aligning them with the company goals and creates a plan for realizing them against some time frame. The same exercise continues throughout the organization for the levels below. The thread originates from the top, percolates down, and binds the team together. Number three, communication. To become a top business leader, you must embrace open communication with all the team members. Of course, you must be transparent in your communication to explain the business goals clearly and without ambiguity while highlighting what you expect from the team. Great leaders are seldom involved in making laws. Instead, they must use their emotional intelligence to identify the subtle needs and wants of a diverse and dispersed team. Clear, effective communication from the top down helps building strong teams. Number four, risk-taking. Business leaders have to face numerous challenges in their profession and be ready to solve problems by weighing the risks. You must be prepared to take risks that can resolve issues without harming the interests of the organization. Elon Musk is an example of a great business leader who thrives on risk, demonstrated time and again. Indeed, you must have a heart taking some calculated risks that can help you learn and grow. Next point is self-assessment. Introspection is a quality that you will find in all great business leaders. Successful business leaders keep looking inside to identify their strengths and weaknesses on an ongoing basis. The reason of introspection is because they want to learn from their mistakes so that they can convert adversities into opportunities. Business leaders who strive for excellence to become better business leaders can use some strategies I will discuss below. Number one, develop your own style of leadership. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to leadership style. Vision, creativity, empathy, and motivation are some leadership qualities common among great leaders. They combine these qualities selectively to address various issues according to the situation and use their skills to achieve their goals. Combining skills leads to different leadership styles that suit some personalities more than others. Once you realize the type of leader you are, you'll have a good understanding of your strengths and weaknesses. You will give the way to communicate to become stronger and more effective leader who communicates and motivates the team to give their best always. Next point is to develop a clear mission statement. As I already have told, business leaders must have a vision. Your vision is like the North Star that keeps reminding you of your destination so that you can move ahead with confidence. A vision is the guiding light that fits and lifts your spirit and motivates you to develop your mission statement. Ask yourself some questions. Why are you doing the business and why is it important? Finding the answers to these questions will help your mission statement. A mission statement reflects the core values of the company and forms the guiding principles that tell all about the company's culture, overall work environment, shared goals for product development. The mission statement is for everyone in the organization, including you. It is critical to ensure that everyone in your organization is aware of what they're doing and why, as it will instill trust in your leadership. The next point is let your business ideas bloom like a flower. A beautiful flower you see today was once a bud and gradually blossomed into a charming flower. It takes time for flowers to bloom. The same applies for your business ideas you nurture and believe that it can become a game changer if implemented. But it is important to try out the idea instead of trying to foresee the results. Try out any business idea that is very dear to you and you will believe in its potential. Implement the idea while it is in formative stage without waiting for it to mature and envisage to see how the big picture will look like at the end. Great leaders learn by trying out new things and it is the best way to progress with new ideas while it is still dormant. Act fast without complicating the outcome. You can never be sure about the outcome because as humans, everyone has doubts and insecurities and it is no different for great business leaders. Maintaining a positive attitude, practice personal affirmations and educate yourself about the new field that you are entering. Clear the doubts on your own. Combating self-doubt will make you confident of staying prepared for anything. Practicing strategies will help you sharpen your skills, improve your leadership capabilities, and take you ahead in your journey to become a top business leader someday. So that's all for today, and more interesting topics are on the cards. I hope you have enjoyed today's session, and thanks for listening. Follow us to know about the next podcast episode that we will announce soon. Bye for now. Have a great time.